he's doing what?
I'm doing meat.
You're doing meat? You're doing veggies?
It's another busy Wednesday evening at River of Life Church. Volunteers stand side by side along a row of tables in a basement hallway, packing plastic grocery bags with fresh fruits and vegetables. Paper bags packed with pasta, rice, bagels, peanut butter, and canned goods are piled on metal carts, wheeled outside, and stacked on tables. A line of cars is forming in the parking lot. It's time to start delivery, but first, a prayer.
Lord, we just thank you, and it is a great honor to be able to do this. And we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Every Wednesday evening, this small church in Meigs County provides free food to families in need. Over the past several months, the church has been serving more families than ever as the coronavirus continues to take a heavy economic toll in Southeast Ohio. Anita Hajivandi runs the food pantry with her husband. She grew up in Meigs County and lives about a mile from the church, which is in Rutland. She said the first big wave hit in July when 777 families came for food. This was more than double the number from July of last year. Each month since then, the pantry continues to serve many more people than usual. The same is true at food banks and pantries throughout Ohio. Lisa Hamler-Fugit, executive director of the Ohio Association of Food Banks, said that in the first 3 months after the lockdowns began, the numbers soared.
We fed 2,913,770 Ohioans through a local food pantry or a food bank during those 3 months. All-time record.
Some of the families visiting food banks are experiencing what they hope will be a temporary setback brought on largely by the pandemic. Hamler-Fugit fears that many temporary layoffs may become permanent as businesses close, downsize, or turn more to automation. She said there has been a lack of political will to address this issue head on.
We need to come to grips sooner rather than later that many of these jobs, especially in the low-wage service sector economy, will not come back.
Hamler-Fugit also worries about the many struggling families who have been able to stay in their homes only because of a federal moratorium on evictions. The moratorium ends at the end of December.
What is going to happen in the dead of winter when the evictions begin and these families end up out on the street?
The coronavirus has not only brought more traffic to the River of Life Church's food pantry, it's forced the pantry to change the way it operates. Families used to come inside to pick up their food. Not anymore. Because of social distancing requirements, the pantry has switched to drive-through service.
How are you? How many families are in your car? Is it three?
Hajivandi walks up to each car with her clipboard and collects some basic information about the families. Many of them are regulars from even before the pandemic, and she often chats with them a bit. Hajivandi has been surprised by how many new families are showing up since the pandemic began. She is moved by the stories they share with her.
The most dramatic or heart-wrenching for me recently was someone I had never seen before, and he was, you could tell, was uncomfortable being at a food pantry, but he looked as though he was going to cry, and he said, "All I've eaten for a month is cabbage." And at first I thought he said, "This week." And he said, "No, all I've eaten for an entire month is cabbage, and I'm so hungry." And it just stopped me in my tracks.
Hajivandi has also seen more seniors at the pantry. Many of them live on fixed incomes, and some are raising their grandchildren or even their great-grandchildren. One older woman showed up with 9 children packed into her car. Hajivandi says she hears from many people who had good jobs but lost them, and for whatever reason have been unable to collect benefits. Or their benefits simply fall far short of the bills they have to pay.
I don't qualify for anything, and I have nothing. And I've played by all the rules, but I can't get any help. And that's hard to see. But we welcome everyone. It's just, you wish it was different.
For WOUB News, I'm David Forster.